So, hello. Really nice for you to show up, because it's not going to be a technical talk, so it's not going to be a flashy talk or anything, but I have animations, so if that's any consolation. The Vulkan driver for thing, yeah, it's true, but on the other hand, that's more important, so it's a really a lesson in fertility. These slides are linked, I think, in the description. They only work on Firefox, so have fun. Okay, let's start with that. I will tell you who I am, what roughly a Raspberry Pi 4 is, if anybody hasn't heard that, a few things about at least what I think I have learned about Mesos 3D. I think a few things I have hopefully learned about Gallium V3D variant, then this strange driver that I'm currently writing, and about possible features. So who am I? My name is Andreas Beckmeyer. I have a GitHub, I have a Twitter. I work at Otto, that's an e-commerce company in Germany. And back in 2017, I've worked at in games. So we did this game and this game. You see down here the platforms were Android and Horizon, which is basically Nintendo Switch. And the interesting thing is, for both these platforms, in 2017, you could write your games in, well, you could render in Vulkan. So that's what actually these games did. So you had here a big Vulkan layer where you would render out. And for Horizon, it's a little bit different. The Vulkan layer is a little bit smaller, and you have this NVM, which is specialized and I think NVIDIA variant. And we shipped that, and you can play this game now on Android and on the Switch if you want. And that's when I personally got into Vulkan, or got introduced to Vulkan. We were, I think, one of the first Vulkan games that were out there. And So what I'm doing now, I mean, there's the Raspberry Pi 4. So what I'm doing in the user space, what I need to do, basically, I need to make a C ABI, which with the help of Mesa, which implements all the things that Vulkan driver would assume. So to do that, I don't want to write everything from scratch. So I would like to utilize what the kernel, or what in the kernel already is. That's the V3D driver, which basically can handle the hardware of the Raspberry Pi 4, which is here this video codec 6. That code is already there. So without that, it would even be more harder. If you want to look at the source code of my patches, you can go here and see what a moron I am, or anything. I mean, I'm really starting new at this, so there you don't have to have any big expectations, because it's just random stuff. Why am I doing that? I started earlier with that. Basically, we have, for example, Raspberry Pis at work. We use them as dashboards, scrum boards. We even try to use Microsoft Teams with that. And what you really notice with Raspberry Pis, or the smaller PCs, if you will, is they don't have too much of power. So every bit of power that you can have, be it in the GPU or CPU, you want to have. So personally, I would say it would be perhaps really beneficial to have Vulkan to get all the overhead from OpenGL out. But that's just a theory. I don't know whether this is actually good. Personally, I've just never been really fond of OpenGL. I've dealt with it a little bit, but Vulkan is rather more my alley. But it's more explicit. From my experience, I've most experience in C++, Go, and C. So basically, that makes writing for Mesa, I think, doable. And I have currently a little bit more than 1 hour of commute every day. So I have free time with my hands. So hey, why not? In the future, of course, the hip talk we will hear, I think, tomorrow. There's some web GPU, and people try to do some abstractions. if I heard this correctly, on top of Vulkan, for example. So maybe it will be a web GPU on Raspberry. Who knows? Yeah, Raspberry 4, I mean, was released 2019, has these two HDMI outputs now. It's a little bit more beefy. Everybody has heard every complaint about it, so I will not repeat that here. Basically, it should be able to support Vulkan 1.1. The CPU can actually do 64 bits. The video core cannot, as far as I know. So currently, I even have 46 bits of the driver. I've not tested them yet, but I would assume that there might be some problem somewhere because people just assume that an int is 32 bits or whatever. Who knows? Or vice versa. And basically, the video core is a tile renderer, so we have the spinner thing, which goes to the renderer, and you render a tile out. I'm not the expert. I'm not a single expert. I mean, experts are sitting here probably who can explain it way better than me. So, and I thought, what did I have to learn? And that's basically summed up here. So I started looking at that, at the new hardware, and was saying, okay, what's already there in terms of software, infrastructure, whatever. So you have here the VS3D. Eric is maintaining that. You have the VC4 for the video core 4, which is the Raspberry Pi 3. I think Eric is maintaining that, but I have no idea, quite frankly. And then it gets interesting, because if you look at the conformance testing at Kronos, there is actually a Broadcom driver in there. And Broadcom, I have this from good sources, that they internally really have a Vulkan driver, but apparently they have no plans on releasing that to the public. So I don't know. Okay, that one, I mean, that's what I am doing. I named it VS3D, VK, and I'm basing that on Mesa3D. There is the other one, which Eric started before he left, I think, Broadcom, and he named that VS3DV, I think. It's also based on Mesa, but didn't really compile as far as I remember. And for the older hardware, there's RPI VK. I don't know what the name of the guy is, but at least he continuously every few months does something on that and yeah, makes some progress, I guess. So that's currently what the landscape we have. And more to that later. Yeah, so what did I learn from Mesa3D? I think, and I can be wrong, the biggest part of Mesa seems to be Gallium, which is basically the OpenGL driver or variants. I don't know how to describe that. There is a bit of infrastructure for Vulkan. It's not nearly as much as for Gallium. Might be intentionally. I don't know. The big problem is you cannot really differentiate currently between Common, between Gallium, and between Vulkan, because it's the code feels like it grew hysterically. So basically means that a lot of Common uses Gallium. So it's really hard to write your Vulkan code without putting Gallium in it. So I think there is some cleanup on the way currently, but currently it's not really clean. So and that reflects in the build system. Gallium VS3D supports VD Core 6. So Eric did, as far as I know, all the necessary changes to have basic support. So which is really good for me because I can look at the code and try to figure out what it does and port it then to Vulkan. And I already said, without Gallium, it's really hard to get Gallium out, let's say. Vulkan infrastructure. What I noticed is Vulkan drivers have a monolithic, your driver private H, I don't know what the reason for that is, but it's not nice for people like me who have a small Haswell CPU and have to recompile a whole driver each time. So I did not follow that approach. I have smaller headers because I cannot really, I have limited time every day. Having big headers is, I don't know, might have some reason, but it's not the reason I understand. And finding symbols in this gigantic header is not really fun. The last infrastructure thingy I saw was that the formats now moving out of Gallium into the common. I think not everything is outside of Gallium yet, but it's slowly moving. So it's getting better. That's the good thing. And I complained already today, I will complain again. The problem I at least had and have to a certain degree with Mesa is it feels like a cult. So if you're in that, that's great. But if you're new to that, you have a problem because there is all the things you need to do or you would like to do. It's not described or you just need to be in it. And it's really hard to get in it. But also, I think people are getting aware of that a little bit more. Then there's this build system. I'm wearing the Bazel shirt, not because I think Bazel is so bad, because I think Bazel is way better than Meson. But here, Meson is probably okay, but it's just not great. Isolation and all those things. You really see that it's not as clean as it could be. On the other hand, it works. So yeah, we have to deal with that. So aside from the Gallium V3D part, there's also a part where is a general Broadcom library, which is not in Gallium. And that's basically you put XML in with a magic Python that we already heard of. Then you get hell compilation units for the variants out. Currently, I'm just interested in the latest, so it's not that much of a problem for me. But for the V3D in Gallium, they really do a lot of work to support all the different generations of hardware they have. Problems, we have problems documented in the codes. If you're really interested in how the hardware behaves, it's here and there and everywhere, basically. So basically what you will have to do to really understand it, and I try at least, is to read through all the source code and try to really pick up all the nitty gritty that some developer documented. And I'm not sure, I couldn't really find it. There's different documentation how ready compute already is or not, and I still have to figure that out for V3D. For Gallium, so that's the next layer, basically, which uses the Mesa library. This is, I think, a pretty standard Gallium variant. I don't know, I don't understand everything from Gallium, so bear with me. The only thing that I found kind of notable is that they have some macro abstraction for setting the in this case, is the binner commands. Where you're not setting the single bytes, but you rather go ahead and set the structures, and then it's a macro magic that converts that to the actual bytes. Under the hood, it also handles the variants, so hardware-specific things. And to me, it makes the code more readable. The kind of trust that the compiler does enough optimizations for that to go away. I'm not sure. I don't trust compilers so that much. But it's okay, I think. The other really beneficial thing is, to me at least, who gets new into the whole topic, is that I can read the code more easily, I think. And that's really beneficial if you compare it with 3D Reno. And they do, as far as I know, manual bytes, and it's a little bit clumsy to read for them. The cons are, to me, the macros. I had a bug once in that code or around the code, and debugging with that or tracing is not so fun, but it's doable. So, yeah. There's maybe some performance on the table, but I don't know, I haven't measured. And OpenGL is this dirty flag, implicit effect handling, missing parallelism at times, for V3D at least. That's just, I think, OpenGL implementations. So it's not really that bad, but it could be improved. And Vulkan is, if not anything, to improve on OpenGL. How did I start? Basically, at least I decided where to steal code. I steal code. I implement what I need to change, and I jump back to 2. So I steal one. But so basically, if you look at the drivers, everybody is stealing from everybody. I think Envy was the first one. It's the first Vulkan driver, and we are slowly copying code and trying to make it a little bit better at each iteration. And that works not that bad, let's put it that way. It's not original, but hey. Myself, so at times I got sick of writing code, and then I was like, oh, yeah, let's do a SEM platform or the CI. So I have in GitHub, I release snapshots, have SSH to test. I have the CTS, which I run periodically. And I have a CI on Cloud Build because I don't really know how to interact with the whole GitLab CI. Perhaps I should look into that, but works pretty great in Cloud Build. So the timeline is roughly, so I started in, I don't know, probably somewhere summer. Then in the around here, I had the Vulkan info running, so the basic infrastructure. For reporting the features and things. I had a first CTS passing in October. Then somewhere in November, I set up my CI. A few days after that, I released just snapshots, and that's just no really sense, or not that sensical, let's put it that way. And somewhere in January, I had at least 64 CTS passing, so that's not great, but it's enough for me, let's put it that way. Meanwhile, I also had to prepare a talk here. If you remember, I began working with the NV as a template. I switched to Turnip instead because NV has already a lot of optimizations, and they are hard to translate to my hardware. So rather need, or rather use Turnip now as my base. And currently I'm trying to figure out how compute shaders work, whether the infrastructure is already there or not. And that will keep me busy for some time, I guess. The roadmap. The one or the other will have read about Egalia. So they are working since, I think, 2 months or more. On their own variant of the Vulkan driver. We already talked together, and we will try to figure out how other people might work on their drivers. So it might be the case that I'm throwing all the code away that I wrote. That's possible. If we are really lucky, then we might be interested or able to implement or move some of the code to them. But nevertheless, I hope the road forward is still more coding, getting the driver into better shape. And yeah, for me, it's just test suites, getting them to run, and at some point, hopefully, have a driver. On the CTS, I would personally be really interested about having a mapping between the tests and the API calls. So you could tell, okay, all API calls from, I don't know, creating pipelines or anything are done. So that part of the API is just should work as intended. So, yeah, and with that, I try to breeze through all of that. And now, questions, please.
Where is Raspberry Pi?
Sorry?
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
And now you talk about the ESP8-5, but that was a question.
Yeah.
Do you have a demo?
No. No, I could. What I could do is I could show you, if all goes well, how the CDS runs, but that's not really interesting, I think. So no, on that explicitly, a thing that I have a different approach. So the Igalia guys, if you have seen the news, they have a triangle rendering. So I don't care about rendering. I only care about testing. So for me, it was like, I don't care if I need 5 years for that. I don't need or 10 years. I just want to learn about these things. So I'm more about, okay, I will use the tests and try to comply with the tests and try to figure out what I have to do to appease the tests or appease the APIs. Yeah, I think it should be there. So the question, sorry, was whether the CTS, or my question was whether the compute shader was already in place. And the comment was that it has to be in place because OpenGL ES 3.1.1 needs them anyway. And I think that's correct. The other way around is that the documentation is not correct. So probably one of the documentation problems. Yeah, sure.
Given the current pace of the work, how many meshes would you say is going to be required to come up with that very conformant block and driver for the Raspberry
Pi? So the question was how many mandates I have put in it. A completed driver.
Yeah.
So then the question is rather how long will we probably take for a completed driver? And the news from the Raspberry Foundation was don't hold your breath. And I think that's realistic. So there's a pretty good chance that this might take a year. And I think a year might be realistic since the Galia guys work full time with two people on that. So if we already get a few other people into that part-time or whatever, I think a year might be realistic. Not full-fledged feature, but I think workable. Perhaps, I don't know, Open Arena. Let's say Open Arena should be doable in a year. Yeah?
Is there any way that this work might be some benefit to the older Raspberry Pi versions?
Oh, so the question was whether that work is any good for any older versions. And the answer is maybe. There's currently a lot of handling in the Gallium V3D. And at least in my code, I threw all that out. So if you would integrate similar handling in the Vulkan, it might be, actually. The other thing is, I think there's hardware-wise one or two things that are not sufficient for the Raspberry 3. So it might not be totally there, but perhaps enough-ish. I don't know. On the other hand, there's this RPI VK driver, which is not based on Mesa. And I think it may be doable if you get that person, for example, interested in doing that, then there may be some progress, yeah. Anyone else? Sure.
Do you commit with a Raspberry Pi then?
So if I understand correctly, whether I develop with a Raspberry Pi or?
Whether you commute with a Raspberry
Okay, the question really was whether I commute with a Raspberry Pi, and I have thought about that. But no, that was in a slide here. I have SSH access through my firewall, and I execute that remotely on my Raspberry. So yeah, it works. And time's up. So thanks.